So why is personal quality so important when you mention that different countries has different sets of qualities? And how do you sort of equate personal quality when it varies from one person to another?
The point is that, first of all, we get people to understand that personal quality is, first of all, it's a foundation stone. All other quality, you cannot have great companies unless you have great people inside the companies. Mm. You cannot have a great team unless the individuals all really understand what great quality is about. So the starting point for us, we're not saying that, you know, ISO is not important. Of course it's important, and regulation in industries like banking or aircraft building or transportation or the service businesses like hotels and everything, this is really important. You can't have people poisoned, or you can't have people, you know, falling to their deaths. This is obvious to understand. But people's personal quality is where you start, and you get people thinking and understanding, what does personal quality mean to you? What are your understanding? For example, if you park your car, where did you learn how to park your car properly, that you make allowance for people on both sides of you? If you think about things in that way, you can start then to build towards. If we get our personal quality right, and if we're all clear on what the standards should be together, and we realize that, you know, the importance of those standards, then we can start to build a team approach to quality, and we can then start to build a company approach to quality. It's a parallel process, and it complements what's already being done.